presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower, back to CX-4. Wind southeast, ceiling 1,200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Fellas and girls, today I want to tell you about a brand new book that the United States Air Force will issue on February 20th. It's called Silver Wings, named after the shining emblem that all U.S. airmen wear proudly on their uniforms. This is the Air Force's only authorized book for the young men and women of America, written by the Air Force, about the Air Force's greatest heroes of World War II. There are 50 exciting and colorful stories about the men and women who flew and fought with the 12 combat air forces in every sector of air combat around the globe. Five-star General Henry Hap Arnold, who commanded the air forces during the war, has written the foreword, and the book is fully illustrated by Milton Caniff, the well-known cartoonist. The Air Force has wanted it known that all royalties from the sale of this brand new book will go to the AAF Aid Society, which offers emergency financial aid to airmen and their families. The authors of this book have accomplished something rather unusual. They've taken 50 exciting true stories, adventure stories, and woven them together by means of a dramatic fictional framework which will make this book a must in every young American's library. I'll be back later to tell you about the unusual stories in this fast-paced book, stories of high adventure and great courage, real, true stories of actual incidents of World War II. See you later, gang, so don't forget to listen. And now for our story. A mixed squadron of private planes, Piper Cubs, Aronkas, and PT-19 trainers, all led by Hop and Tank in their Beechcraft, are flying to a deadly rendezvous, a final all-out battle against the powerful Lightning organization. Droning steadily through the night sky, the squadron reached the Five Peaks mountain range just before dawn and began the final leg of the flight over the mountains to the organization's secret headquarters. But suddenly, a deadly P-38 interceptor appeared, outlined against the waning moon like a bat, and the boys realized the tiny squadron was doomed. It had no chance against the P-38's high-caliber guns unless something was done fast. Holding the microphone of his shortwave transmitter close to his lips, Pop snapped out orders.
Shorty, Frank, Ed, on the ball. We've got to move fast or that P-38 will chop us to pieces.
Coming fast, Pop.
Listen, all of you. We're over the mountain. Break up the squadron and cut down into the valleys. Ed, you lead your Pipers down the valley to our left. Acknowledge.
Roger, Harrigan.
Frank, you lead your Aronkas down the valley to the right. Acknowledge.
We're on our way.
Shorty, you and your boys close up behind me. We'll have a better chance against the P-38 and we can steer away from the other boys.
Anything you say, Harrigan.
And listen, all of you. We'll rendezvous at the field. Now get down into those valleys. Fly as low as you possibly can. And good luck.
Same to you, Harrigan. We'll be seeing you, boys.
Pop, the P-38's curling around now. Going to attack from the rear.
Okay, then here's where we get into the scrap. Hang on.
Harrigan, where are you going?
Hold course, Shorty, and get down into the valley. I'm going to play hide and seek with that P-38. Talk to you later. Over and out.
Pop, the P-38's seen us. It's coming for it.
Good, just what I want.
Watch it, Hop. He's coming in.
Oh,
tight. We're going down. Wow. He missed.
Watch him, Tank.
He's cutting back again.
Too late. By the time he gets close enough for another shot, we'll be down in the valley ourselves.
We're down there now. Watch yourself, Pop. You blast us all over the mountain.
Now, we do some plain and fancy wiggling.
Oh, my gosh, I can't look. We'll blast us up close.
All the better for us. P-38 still following?
Making so many turns, I can't. Yeah, here he comes.
Good. Now, let's see him follow us through this.
Oh, no, Pop. We'll never make it.
Shut your eyes. Here we go.
Another coat of paint.
What's a P-38?
Still coming. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, what happened?
Didn't make it. Hooked a wing in the canyon wall and scattered itself all over the valley.
Okay, cross him off. Now let's get back upstairs. This is only the beginning.
Pulling the stick back hard and opening the throttle wide, Hop sends the Beechcraft clawing up into the sky in safety. Contacting Shorty again by radio, he... and see. And a few minutes later, meets the flight of PT-19s.
Hello, Shorty. Are you and your boys ready to go in?
Anytime you are, pal. There's the field. Dead ahead.
Good for you. Have your men throttle their engines and glide. They can make it from here.
Roger.
Give me wheels and flaps, Tank. We're ducking in as fast as we can.
Right.
There. I doubt if they'll hear us on the field now.
I don't see nobody down there, but ooh, it's awful trick.
Turning into the approach. Shorty and the PC's following?
Yeah, they're right behind us. Say, what about Frank and Ed and their boys?
They'll be along in a little while. They know what to do. Stand by. Going in.
Muscles tense, eyes wide and staring, Hop guides his ship carefully down to the runway of the small field, then, light as a feather, drops her on the concrete. He lets the plane roll out as long as possible, and when it finally stops, some 50 yards from the small office building, he and Tank jump out hurriedly.
Yeah. So far, so good. Still don't see anybody.
Yeah, but I don't like it. Things are too quiet. Hey, here comes Shorty, leading the PTs in.
Doing a neat job.
We'll wait here for them. Keep your eyes on the office.
Okay.
We certainly don't have many planes here. Just the C-47 and five Stinsons.
You mean that's Finley's whole layout?
Looks like it. Those six planes, the P-38 and Dudley Stinson. He terrorized the whole country.
Everything okay, Hop?
Here comes Shorty and the boys.
Okay so far, Shorty.
Sure is quiet, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. You and your boys ready?
Yep.
Yes, your world, sir.
All right, then let's go.
Harrigan, what about Frank and Ed?
They'll be along any time now. When they see our ships on the runway, they'll know what to do.
Hey, listen, will you tell me now what we're going to the office for? Why we only have to hold out there for 15 minutes?
15 minutes is all I need to get the books of the organization, Tank.
The books?
Yeah, their records. Then we must have some system of bookkeeping to record the payments made by the various airports and pilots in the organization.
So what good will they do?
Plenty.
The United States government is pretty tough on people who make money and don't pay their income tax.
Hey, that's a swell angle, Harrigan.
Easy now. Here's the office. Tank and I'll go inside. You and your men wait out here, Shorty, and cover us.
You bet. Good luck, Hop.
Thanks. Come on, Tank.
Right.
We're in luck. It isn't locked.
I smell a rat.
Come on, quietly. Close the door. Okay, now let's have a look around.
Don't bother, Jenny.
What? Lights, Mr. Brown.
Yeah, but...
Finley, it's a trap.
It's a wise observation, Peter. I wouldn't try to escape, Mr. Harrigan. Your friends have all been taken care of by my men outside. And Luigi's well equipped to handle the two of you. Now, Harrigan, here's the application of membership. You will please sign on the dotted line.
Sliding a sheet of paper across the desk, Finley settles back in his chair and stares triumphantly at Hop. So the boys have walked into a trap, and Hop realizes that unless he signs, his life, as well as those of the pilots with him, may be forfeit. We'll know what happens in just a moment, gang, so stand by. Gang, the real-life heroes of the Air Force really had some amazing adventures during World War II. About 50 of these dramatic incidents are related in the Air Force's brand-new authorized book, Silver Wings, which will be out on February 20th. There's the story of Captain Tommy Lanfear, Jr., a P-38 pilot who streaked northward over the Solomon Islands in the South Pacific and shot down Admiral Yamamoto, commander of the Imperial Japanese Navy. You remember it was Yamamoto who scornfully boasted that when Japan won the war, he would dictate peace terms in the White House. Another story tells about Staff Sergeant Joe Jones, who escaped with his life when his B-17 bomber broke in half 17,000 feet in the air over Europe. Jones, alone in the separated tail section, floated down to Earth, a miracle of the Air Forces. There's the story of ex-Olympic runner Louis Zamperini, who survived 48 days without food and water in an open life raft on the sun-baked Pacific, then ended up spending 26 months of torture in Jap prison camps and lived to tell his story. There's the yarn about an Air Force lieutenant who fought his greatest battle while in an enemy submarine far under the storm-tossed surface of the Mediterranean Sea. Adventures of the gallant aircraft spotters who faced wild native headhunters in the lonely mountains of the Burma-India border. of a red-headed hero of the B-29s who carried a 1,300-degree burning white-hot bomb in his bare hands to save his plane and 11 crewmates. All these stories and many more are related in the exciting book Silver Wings, which you can get at your local bookstores on February 20th. Always remember, America needs flyers. And now back to our story. Walking straight into a trap set by Tobias Finley, Hop and Tank now face their deadly enemy in his office. Flanked by his aides, Brown and Lucci, Finley leans forward and taps a sheet of paper on the desk.
The comedy is over, Harrigan. You will join our organization now, or you and your men will not leave this field alive.
Don't do it, Hop. Shut up, Tinker.
Take me.
Lucci, take over.
Yes, yes, Lucci. That crude young man needs a lesson in manners.
Okay.
Tank, no.
What the floor with that big ape?
Get him, Lucci. Tie him in knot.
Yeah.
Tank, look out.
What? Jump, Jenny. Watch. Boss, something's wrong.
Come on, Tank.
You bet.
No, you don't, Harry.
Well, now latch on to this. Tank, how are you doing?
Give me this muscle bar. Look at a fucking leg. That's it, Frankenstein. Lead me against kids.
Nice work, Tank.
Clean him up. Harrigan, Tinker, you okay?
Everything's under control, Ed. You showed up just in time.
Anybody hurt out there?
No, a couple of scratches, bruises, maybe that's all.
Swell. And look, the safe is wide open. They're all the records.
Don't you dare touch them, Harrigan.
Oh, no? Finley, I've got news for you. Those records will be turned over to the government. Your organization is finished.
And how it's finished. Now you can start organizing at Alcatraz.
With the situation entirely under control, Hop and Tank remove the precious books and, taking Finley and his aides prisoner, leave the Five Peaks Airport. The following afternoon, Hop and Tank relate the entire story to Gail Nolan at Lakeville.
So that's how we did it, Gail. The whole gang is wiped up.
Yeah. We turned the books over to a guy from the income tax department. He says they got enough on Finley to keep him in the jug for 10 years at least.
Oh, boy, that's wonderful. But, Cobb, what happened outside the office? How did the fight start?
Ed Blake and Frank Boland showed up with their
men. Yeah. Finley's men were so busy keeping Shorty Candler and his boys under control, they didn't notice the rest of the squadron landing. Pipers and Narantas are just as good as gliders, you know.
Didn't I tell you those light planes would come in handy, Tank?
Yeah.
But what about Harry Charles' murder? It's still hanging over your head.
No, not now it isn't. We have Lucci's gun. The ballistics test will show he fired the shot that killed Shaw.
Well, then, we're in the clear?
Completely.
Oh, thank goodness.
You could say that again. Look, Harp.
I know just what you're going to say, Tank. We've had a vacation coming to us for a long time. And now we're going to take it. Roll out the Beechcraft, pal. We're on our way.
So, gang, as Hop and Tank rush out of the office to their plane, ending another thrilling adventure, we say so long to our friends. Yeah, that's right, for after 6 unbroken years of broadcasting the exciting story of their escapades, the boys are taking a well-earned vacation. But maybe when they return, they'll have many more interesting adventures to relate. That is, if you still want them to. And if you do, I'd suggest you write and tell them so. Drop a note to them, care of your local station, then keep listening and watch the radio listings of your newspaper.
Now, this is Hop Harrigan saying thanks for listening, gang, and keep them flying.
This is Tank Tinker saying so long for now.
So long, Hop. And you too, Tank. Happy landing. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.